Blog Talk Radio.
Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Tonight, the air date of this episode is June 20th, 2023. Tonight's subjects, we're joined, you know, with the Anchorman, and we're also joined, you know, with Brother Tyrone, and we're speaking. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And thank you, gentlemen, for joining us. We'll be bringing Brother Paris on in a minute. He's currently doing research on the debate that's happening there and with the city of Denver. Tonight, we're discussing Juneteenth, Tyler Perry Studios, and woke terror. Okay. After we discuss Juneteenth, gentlemen, for a little bit, I'm going to read this story that's out of Los Angeles, California, saying that the deal with Tyler Perry is trying to make that they might balk on it, that Paramount Pictures might balk on it. And as we all know, is that Paramount Pictures is one of the granddaddies of them all of movie making when it comes to Hollywood. They've been sitting there since 1912, which is 102 years. Okay. Or
100 and
no, man, that's 111 years. My bad. Yeah.
Exploring black people the whole time.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. Indeed. 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 You know, so that there's been over 100 years, you know, that they've been there, you know, we're projecting that garbage and what have you, you know, talking about us in negative terms and things of that nature.
Black degradation.
Exactly. And then one thing, though, is that Paramount Pictures, they did make the movie in 1972. Mm-hmm. With Diana Ross and Billy Dee Williams called Lady Sings the Blues, you know.
Lady Sings the Blues, exactly.
Billie Holiday, which was loosely based on it. Now, also, too, is we're going to be talking about the woke theory. And we're going to be talking about a chief executive in the state of Florida who, in my opinion, is quite ignorant, but the dude was a JAG officer in the military, so that ought to tell you. And if anybody don't know, a JAG officer is a lawyer in the military, you know, when you get court-martialed, you know what I'm saying? So that there's already proven his mindset right there. Okay, we're going to bring in later.
Those findings are part of a mountain of research cataloging the complex and widespread effects that racism.
Yes, Grand Rising. Oh, grand evening. Grand evening to y'all.
Grand Rising. Brother Perry.
My anchor man and greetings, Tyrone, our investigative reporter. Do we want to begin with Juneteenth, Tyler Perry, or woke theory?
Okay, we're going to go to all three of them. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, is that I'm pulling something out of Los Angeles right now here. Okay, Tyler Perry, born Emmett Perry Jr., September 13th, 1969, is a black actor, filmmaker, playwright, and entrepreneur. And he is the creator and performer of the Madeira character, a tough elderly woman. Perry's films vary in style from orthodox filmmaking techniques to film productions of live plays and what have you. And if you ever saw the movie that he made called Alex Cross, you know, definitely go see it. It was real good. Yeah, where he had played Mr. Perry was from, I believe, here from New Orleans, Louisiana, or he had grew up there. And Perry's childhood was described in retrospect as, quote unquote, a living hell. In contrast to his father, his mother took him to church each week where he sensed a certain refuge and contentment. At age 16, he had his first name legally changed from Emmett to Tyler in an effort to distance himself from his father. Okay, well, that is pretty bad, but however, it is what it is. And then also, too, here, you know, and this is public records that I'm looking at, Mr. Perry's career started around 1990. He moved to the ATL, where 2 years later, I Know I've Been Changed, as it was first performed at a community theater financed by the 22-year-old Perry's $12,000 life savings, okay? The play included Christian themes of forgiveness, dignity, and self-worth while addressing issues such as child abuse and dysfunctional families. Okay, all righty. So, you know, the brother there has got quite a story, so we're not going to talk about his film credits here. But the thing is that I'm getting at here is that I just pulled up right here is that Paramount's Black Entertainment Television sale is in doubt as Tyler Perry bulks at $3 billion price. Okay. Dang. Tyler Perry refuses to cough up the $3 billion plus that Paramount is asking in an auction. So they're auctioning BET television. So therefore,
like it is,
it went to Paramount from Viacom. Yeah. Okay. All right. So therefore, man, what was dude who had started BET television? What was his name? Robert Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Bob Johnson.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was. Yeah, Rob Johnson, and he sold it for $2 billion way back then. Yeah. And he thought he was going to buy United Airlines, and quite naturally, of course, he slammed the door in his face, you know?
Yeah, he should have
bought. So anyway, according to this source here, yeah, and the fierce haggling has begun to throw the sale into doubt, the Post has learned. The Diary of a Mad Black Woman star has been considered the front runner to win the auction for BET Group, which whose properties include cable channels BET and VH1, along with BET Plus streaming. Okay, now I'm going to tell you something, folks. Now, what Hollywood has done with the streaming service, okay, they're making more money off the streaming service than when they used to show the movies in the original walk-in theaters, because after COVID, a lot of them were closing down. And then they do have a historical movie theater in a place called Oglanda, okay, where they quite naturally, of course, had premiered up there a few years ago, the movie Black Panthers, because the director of Black Panther and Black Panther 2 is Ryan Coogler, and he is a native of Oakland, California. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, we do know that he was the maker of the independent film called Fruitvale Station, and which they dealt with the murder of Oscar Grant, who was handcuffed and laid down on the platform of the BART, which is the Bay Area Rapid Transit. And he was murdered by Johannes Merzley January 1st of 2009. And
yeah,
streaming
today
is making more money than
seen,
a walk-in theater.
I've seen
theater.
Fruitvale Station.
No, yes, sir.
Fruitvale Station, awesome documentary. We recommend it to anybody, especially Black.
Oh, yes, sir. And then also, too, Brother Paris, as you know, you can go through my YouTube channel, man. I did do a video there a few years ago from Fruitvale Station, the actual place of where Mr. Grant was murdered. Okay, but it says here that Tyler Perry is losing patience with the drawn-out process after making an offer that's short of $3 billion. A price tag that other investors also consider to be too lofty, according to a source close to the situation. Okay, well, I'm glad to see the brother is a billionaire. The filmmaker, who already owns a 25% stake in BET and BET Plus, has private equity backing for his offer, the insider said. He is used to just getting his way and is frustrated, the source says, adding that final bids are due by mid-July. Okay, Mr. Perry cannot be reached for comment. Paramount Global bought BET for $2.7 billion in 2000 when the Sherry Redstone-owned company was called Viacom. Okay, so I was right, folks, that I told you that Robert Johnson had sold it to Viacom, and you could best believe it, if Robert Johnson was Viacom and a Viacom was Robert
Johnson.
Yeah, Bob, B-O-B, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay, that's a short name for Robert, okay.
Yeah, Bob.
And so, and then, yeah, and then the company wants 10 times the BET Group's current $325 million in EBITDA, or earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, sources said. Okay, so he's going to have to go out there and get him a doctor of accounting figuring that out, is because they're going to be playing games with him on the interest, they're going to be playing games with him on the taxes, and then they're going to be playing games with him on the depreciation and the amortization. And amortization, you know, is a payment schedule generally when they're issuing out stocks. However, the continuing decline in cable's popularity as more people cut the cord figures to be a drag on BET Group's future earnings. Okay, all righty. So that tells me they got a lot of them financial wizards out of USC and UCLA in on this deal. Okay, now, and Mr. Perry already owns 25% of BET and would like to own a majority stake. Okay, so which means is all he's got to do is get another 26% of it, and he's running stuff, okay? Paramount Global, which includes, get this people, CBS, MTV, Paramount Pictures, the recently launched Paramount Plus streaming service, and book publisher Simon & Schuster, had a $15.6 billion in long-term debt as of March, according to public findings. Okay. Now, Paramount's leverage is in 6x EBITDA. Okay, so I don't know what that word means right there. Okay, so which means is that we got to get a financial expert on it, but it is definitely financial related. So to make this work, a sale needs to happen at 8x or more, the first source said. Since after accounting for taxes, the sale at a lower multiple will not reduce its debt level. There's interest, but not at 8x. Paramount declined to comment. The auction is being run by investment banks Siebert Williams and J.P. Morgan. Okay, now, you see, this is one thing that we're talking about, Black family, and this here goes off to the point of Juneteenth and why we need the reparations. Okay, I think J.P. Morgan, Brother Patterson, correct me if I'm wrong, been in existence as long as DuPont and Hartford, Connecticut Insurance, correct?
Yeah, it's one of the big 10 families.
So that tells me one thing right there, folks.
J.P. Morgan got all his money from slavery.
That's precisely of where I was getting at. Okay. All righty. Yeah. Okay. So, and then they're stating here there was an erroneous report by entertainment news site The Streamer last week that Perry had won the auction, leading to premature congratulations from Perry's Madea co-star, Checky Palm. Okay. So what's happening is, folks, they're playing games with this brother. Okay. All right. Now, Perry has some competition for BET and has not yet reached a deal to acquire it, contrary to media reports. And this is what Getty Images is saying. Weather Channel owner Byron Allen is also in the hunt, according to an inside source. So it seems to me if there was a sense of some cohesiveness right there, which it is not, okay, which is a throwback to slavery, divide or conquer. These two brothers should go ahead and merge, man, and just go on and get it, okay? And then 95% of those jobs, you know, you'll give the Black filmmakers, the recent graduates of film schools of at USC, UCLA, up in the Bay Area as well, too, out of the City College of New York and what have you. Now, meanwhile, private equity firm CVC Capital Partners, which partnered with Group Black, a media company that teamed with celebrities including 50 Cent and Shaquille O'Neal, is out of the process, leaving Group Black looking for a well-funded partner, two sources said. Paramount Global is holding a separate auction for Simon and Schuster. The Wall Street Journal reported last week that KKR and news groups of HarperCollins were among the bidders for the book publisher, where those final bids are due in mid-July. Paramount may sell the BET Group and Simon & Schuster around the same time to take the focus away from how much the properties are able to fetch, the source close to the situation said. Okay, so like we have been stating on this podcast over the last few years, okay, is that, you know, that kills the cohesiveness within, They see, and then they, and it's great that they acknowledge the Juneteenth and what and things of that nature right there. But okay, but what is the significance of Juneteenth? Okay, what do you got to say about that there, Anchorman? Okay, is Anchorman still with us?
Brother Anchorman.
Brother Tyrone. Okay, so what do you got to say about that, sir?
Well, you know, it sounds like what I hear you saying is that they just really trying to play little games with the brother, like you was mentioning. And if they're funding J.P. Morgan, and I'm pretty sure that it's accurate, their funding stuff came from directly from slavery, they definitely need to give something back to the black family.
Absolutely. Most definitely.
Instead of trying to suck something else out of the brother, suck more out of him in the form of taxes and overcharging him and et cetera, ain't nobody going to go for that no more.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying? And that's the sad part about it. So, you know, to show some true black power on the economical front, you know, you need to have, like, some of them other cats about the NBA and not the NFL come up there and work with the brother. You see what I'm saying? And then, therefore, there you would have black control of it. And then what you would also would want to do is want to have the personnel, you know, who is working for this firm to be 80% black. You see what I mean?
Yeah, okay. For sure.
Because you could, And now the reason why I'm saying it is because when you see these other groups out there in Hollywood, and this is what I know for a fact, this is the years that I've lived out there, they always bringing in their family members. They're always bringing in, you know, they friends and people from their community.
Oh, nepotism.
Yes, sir. You see what I'm saying? So what it is that they networking right there, you see what I mean, amongst themselves. But how come, you know, we can't do this? You see what I mean? And then they wonder why we're upset.
they're trying to exclude that way they can make us lose, General.
Yeah, exactly. You see? And then on top of that, then they wonder why, you know, so much emphasis is on Juneteenth. But then Ohio...
We need our own leagues, General, that are felony friendly.
It's so many brothers and sisters
with felonies, man, that they don't know what to do, so they have to resort to crime. But if they have athletic talents, they should be able to use them to the fullest. Because there's a lot of people on the street that are way better than way better than all the motherfuckers.
Absolutely.
Because the felony and a criminal hit record is keeping them from being on top. You know, that's how government stains the motherfucker, man. That's how they motherfucking garbage, you know. That's how they school you. Because the thing is,
once you
get a felony, it's harder to get jobs and all that shit. It's like you're cursed. It's like you've been branded, you know. That's a
brand. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, it is. Most definitely. And this is why they systemically, you know, put so many of our people in the jailhouse system. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's like a slave, you know, a slave when they went to go, when he would run away and do shit that they didn't like, they branded his ass.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I mean? And then on top of it, too, and then the Joe Gibsons and all you conservative ones.
Fuck Joe Gibson.
Hit me with your, and then the Proud Boys as well, too. And then you dunk supporters are welcome to call in as well, too, is because you're going to get...
The Proud Boys and Gay Boys.
Yes, sir. And you guys are going to get straight crumb-bombed on us because, see, at this time, man, we ain't got time for this foolishness and this BS, man. You know, this stuff didn't work. And then they try to say,
well, woke generates an insult. That's that shit. Downplay the revolution, General. Like, we some kind of fools for even talking revolution. That's that reverse psychology shit. That's that psychological operation shit that they utilize, General. You know what I mean? That's a social media shit to make us look like idiots and them look like motherfucking wise men.
Precisely. I agree with you, man.
That's a real life check.
Yeah, exactly. And then keep in mind, man, is that the revenue that the Hollywood movie industry brings into the city of Los Angeles, you see, not to mention the state of California, and not to mention into the U.S. economy. You see what I'm saying? It's because, see, movie making is worldwide. You see what I'm saying? And then,
you know, what's the amendment that says that, what's the amendment that says that slavery is to be abolished unless used as a criminal sanction for crime?
Okay, run that by me again.
That slavery is to be abolished unless used as a sanction for crime. What amendment is that, John? Is that the 14th?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got you. You got the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. Okay.
Yeah, that's all over again, General. But they just they came up with a systematic way of putting us into slavery without us even knowing it, General. They used that paradigm stick shoot. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And then
I'm going to say like I always say in the show, General. I'm going to say like I always say in the show. They go to South America, they teach the motherfuckers how to make the drugs, then they bring the drugs, they found the motherfuckers, they fund the motherfucking gangs that they created a lot of them on their own, because a lot of those were revolutionary parties and socialist parties that they kind of like infiltrated and destroyed. So they fund the gangs with money, drugs, give them guns, they motherfuckers got them killing each other and all that other shit, and at the same time they build all these prisons, and guess who gets the money? The judges. The politicians,
exactly.
The military,
the state.
That's a motherfucking money machine, man. That's why, you know, they'll never stop criminalizing us, demonizing us. You know, teaching all that propaganda to us, to our youth, through the TV, the media, and all that shit. They got us thinking that their lifestyle of crime is something to seek or go after. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely, and this is why they go after our youth. It's because Minister Farrakhan wrote a book, man, I think about, about the 1990s called The Plot to Destroy Black Boys. And I can see, man, although I have not read the book, but just off the title of it tells me, man, is that that's exactly what they've been doing, man, for the last 35 years.
And yeah, that's what it talks about in Revelation, General, when it talks about the woman in the wilderness that's about to give birth, and the dragon has his mouth out waiting for the baby to be born. That's the black child, General. That's the black youth of America, the wilderness of North America, that they're trying to consume and destroy, General, because that's the next hope. That's the next Messiah, is the black children.
Right.
General.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. And then on top of that there as well, too, is that how Hollywood, you know, has perpetuated this degradation as well, too. All the way back from the 1930s, man, you know, when there was a series called Little Rascals, and they had a main character in there called Fuck Week. You see what I'm saying? And then, of course, when they stole that brother's work by the name of Oscar Meshore, you see, who did a lot of black films, man, 1930s, man, 1940s.
And Fuck Mark Twain.
Yes, sir. And then you had, and fun, you should mention Mark Twain. Mark Twain.
That motherfucker was a racist bastard, and so was Dr. Seuss.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. And then to prove your point even further, General, because I've been through Calaveras County, where he wrote a book called The Jumping Frog of Calaveras County, because Mark Twain had been through California doing the gold rush. He dropped dead in 1910. Okay, now, he had a character in his book, in Huckleberry Finn, that they commonly refer to, quote-unquote, as Nigger Jim. You see, so therefore, so subliminally, man, he's keeping that mindset in there.
That's that psychological fucking chess move bullshit that he tried, you know, to try to, we possess the image of God, but they're trying to project the image that you know, we're owning now. Because of the indoctrination, but we need to disregard and reject that image they're trying to put on us, and go with the image of God, because that's who we are, General. The black man is God.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying? And then too, man. And another thing too. This is why, you know, they don't want you knowing, man, about Granville T. Woods, man. You know what I'm saying? The other brother, man. the great inventors, man, of railroad equipment, industrialization, and what have you. And then just like with a lot of this internet technology stuff, you had a lot of black folks, man, that invented it. And from what I understand, man, it was a brother that invented it, the cell phone back in the days, man, when they looked like great big old World War II walkie-talkies. This was like in the 1980s, okay? Then not to mention the sisters, man, that they made the motion picture, The Hidden Figures, about, you know, who worked down there in the early 1960s, you know, late 50s when they started launching in the 1960s. And then they finally went to the moon, or allegedly they said that they had went to the moon in 1969. That's because there's a whole lot of speculation that they didn't make it, and that they actually had filmed that, man, on a Hollywood movie set. You see what I mean? You know.
The devil is a liar, and the truth is the fire that burns that shit down, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
we're the originators, and now we need to be the regulators. We need to stop being consumers and start being owners and producers.
General
Ford, how you feel about that, General Ford?
I agree.
Yeah, this is Ward, aka the Master of Reality. I want people to realize something, that you've never seen the dark side of the moon. They said it's colonized over there, and they're doing all kinds of little secret things to where they already done colonized Mars. So they're really trying to find something that's compatible to Earth that will sustain them, so they can just roll out and try to destroy us in that manner.
Oh, yes, sir. Now, there was a movie, man, called, what was the name of that? Called Total Recall. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
They made him forget. That's how they're trying to make us forget our history, General. The slave history.
That's right.
They're trying to disregard
it. Yeah, because they had colonized Mars. You
yeah.
see what I mean?
Yeah.
And then there was another movie, man, I'm trying to remember, man, that, wait a minute, I think that was Total Recall, with the brother in there by the name of Glenn Plummer.
Mm-hmm.
He must have had three arms and some shit.
Yeah. And Glenn Plummer, you know, who's a great actor, man. You've seen him in such other films, man, as in South Central. You also saw him in Colors, you know what I mean? Yeah, very fine actor right there, too. But also, too, in Hollywood, they don't have too much independence on their own, if you know what I mean. In other words, we're not at the point of moving and shaking in Hollywood, yeah. But however, together, your Snoop Dogs, man, Dr. Dre, what have you, Jay-Z and Beyonce, Tyler Perry and all that, then what they can do, and what you got right there, gentlemen, is five digits, right? And then
yes,
you want to put Hollywood in its place, just
knock them
and fuck
out.
Just together. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, General, because you did take it back to the basics and put some positivity and reality in the movies, we will be successful, General. And we need to bring back the positive, righteous image of the black man. Because the black man is a holy thing, not a degraded person or a criminal. That's what they're trying to make us feel like. We're criminals. You know, we're involved in all this bullshit. You know, they're trying to push that alcohol and drugs on us, General, and make us dumb
blind.
And they're trying to keep us on the
corner.
You know what I'm saying? But, it's all good, because we're going to rise. No matter what, they can't stop the hustle, General. We in this business called revolution for a reason, General, because we're going to win. We're going to overcome the bullshit, General. You got to keep hope alive.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, absolutely, man, most definitely. And then also, too, to get the black family unit back together, you know, to get the brothers back off in the home and what have you. And this is why economically, man, we got to become independent so a black man can go out there and start his own businesses, corporations, like what Tyler Perry is doing. And then he, in turn, will turn around and say, well, hey, you know, you're not giving these brothers a hand out, but you're giving other brothers a hand.
Hand up.
Yeah.
I need a hand off, you know, so I can make a touchdown. I don't want the American dream. I don't want the American scheme. I want the American green. You know what I'm saying? My team, we're going to make it to the next regime. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And then keep in mind, too, is just as with Julius Malema was speaking about, over there in Azania, okay, we got to get back control of the continent, man, to get those raw materials back. That silicon, that bauxite, that tungsten, you see what I mean? It's because the continent is suffering in the dump, as in human shit, is going to refer to Africa as a bunch of shithole countries. But if it wasn't for Africa's minerals, then the economies of the United States, Canada, and all of Europe would collapse. You see? And just like when they had the Berlin Conference, what was that there, 1883, 1885, I believe, where the European nations got together, the Belgians, the Germans, the Dutch, the British, the French, talking about how they're going to split up Africa amongst themselves. You see? But something very, very interesting about an ancient empire in East Africa that is still in existence today is called Ethiopia. And since 1100 A.D., that every colonizer that went there got smashed. See, and you need to have more of that spirit going on throughout the rest of the economy. And also, too, they need to get the Chinese up out of there. Do you see what I'm saying?
Those are the original Ethiopians.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yes, sir. And then, too, is that the Chinese are coming in there, man, with these loans. They know that the neo-colonialists are going to default on, which they have. They say, and now I'm thinking, man, is that the Chinese own about, if not all, of Zaire, or the Democratic Republic of Congo, a great majority of Southeast
Africa. They own Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
They own Angola.
Yeah.
They own part of South Africa.
Oh, man.
They probably own They probably own Swaziland. They own Southern Sudan.
Oh, man.
And
what they
do
with them
countries,
General? Are they training them? Are they teaching them communism?
No, they're
building
infrastructure.
There, General Mill.
They're building bridges,
yeah,
and trains,
and
roads. And...
What is Black Gold?
Go ahead, somebody.
And water supply line. And then in turn,
when you walk outside,
it's taking out all the silicon.
Is that Black Male culture or not? Representation.
Yeah, and
just
getting all the silicon.
The Chinese motherfuckers, pardon me, Chinese motherfuckers ain't no joke.
No, they're not.
Them people right there, they ready for war. They ready for World War III. And I hate to say this, and it ain't conclusion with illusion, but if the black, brown, and yellow people got together, they could eliminate the opposition of the oppressor.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. All they got to do, man, is, you know, as they say, you got to have that panel, Pan-African Unity. You see, D-A-N-E.
I'm just saying, if those Chinese motherfuckers linked up with us and went against the oppressor, we all win. Got rid of them.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah, yes, sir. Well, that there is just the basic law of economics right there. You see what I'm saying? Macroeconomics in particular, you see? And then you got the powers that be up there in Europe, you know, that is still trying to get their hand into it. And actually, and if the United Nations was a justifiable world governing body, which it is not, okay, then the United Nations would be telling England, France, Belgium, the Chinese, hey, guess what? You all gonna lose money on that. You know, kind of Africa don't owe nothing because it needs its resources, man, to upbuild the infrastructures of it. And then you take those out of the diaspora, man, and have them reinvest back off into the motherland. You see what I mean?
In the sword.
Yes, sir. You see? And then, of course, you know, they are coming with these alternative agendas, you know what I'm saying? Saying that men got to grow up to be girls and things of that.
Some people are confused, Jimmy.
Huh?
Them people are confused.
Oh, yeah. But what it is, though, is the miseducational system that makes them like that. And then also, too, then this propaganda and prepackaged bullshit that you see, you know, coming through the media with it. Okay, case in point. Now
that's molding our people's minds. That's molding our people's minds and turning their whole life upside down. You know, some people are confused days. They don't know which way is which. People have been bamboozled.
They've been
bamboozled. Kendall Ford, are you still with us?
They've been had.
Yeah, Tyrone, you still with us?
For sure, my brother. I was just thinking while you was talking about keeping the whole continent of Africa unstable in order to keep that divide and conquer creed that they have with their Roman Empire. So they constantly doing that, because one example of that is when Gaddafi was talking about uniting Africa, he became public number one enemy all over the world.
Well, Brother Tyrone, it wasn't just that. It was the fact that he was going to back the currency, the denon, with the material wealth under the ground. And that was going to bankrupt all the banks in Europe. That was going to bankrupt the whole world economy. And that was a revolution.
Yes,
and they had to kill him because of that. And that's what that
Blame
God
was
all about. Hillary Clinton shit with the fucking emails and shit. That's what all that shit was about.
Right. Right. And then, of course, too, you know that when Biden was the vice president, the president he had served up under had authorized all of that. And I don't have to say his name.
And an AFRICOM.
I'm talking about 44.
Under
he
Obama.
Was a bullshit motherfucker, man. He had black skin, but he wanted to be like them people so bad, General.
Because who reared him. That's who reared him. He was brought up by white grandparents from Kansas.
Right.
He didn't have the black experience. He damn sure didn't have the FDA.
Right.
That's why they chose him to be president, General.
And you see, he had to denounce his reverend. His pastor, Jeremiah Wright, because he was too radical, and in order for him to get the nomination, he had to denounce Reverend Wright, and that's when he got the nomination here in Denver.
Out of Chicago.
Yeah, that's when he got the nomination here in Denver at the DNC in 2008.
Yeah.
And I was out there selling T-shirts.
Yeah, they had the whole city on lockdown. You remember,
Ramel? We were in college, remember, General? Paris.
Yes.
Were we in college?
Yeah, we were in college, and I was working at the Pepsi Center.
Yeah. And I worked at the radio station, remember?
Yes.
Yep, and I was there, and I came through Denver, Colorado, because I got there the day he was going to accept the nomination in 2008, where he gave the infamous change, "We Can Believe In" speech.
Hope
you see what I'm saying?
Can believe in.
And
yeah.
And then
how do you feel about Obama, General Ford?
Fuck old Sambo.
You know, I think Obama was still a bastard, and I mean, they did everything possible to kind of make his policies not become a reality. You know,
they weren't really too happy about
Obama becoming a president. But one thing that he did, concede all kinds of stuff to them in order to maintain his status.
I disagree.
Yeah. So he did give in.
They have the House. The Democrats have the House and the Senate in Obama's first term.
Yeah.
So there was no filibuster that was stopping anything. Obama didn't have the will to do anything for black people. He did something for the LGBTQ. He did something for the damn doctor recipients. He did something for the damn AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
He did something for everybody.
Yeah, marijuana
shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and personally, I think that he was threatened by some hidden agenda, like, you know, the second government that we hear about.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
You know, reason I say that is because I remember him. I remember him saying something in his speech.
Him, you know, Obama's related to the Bushes. Obama's related
yeah.
to the Clinton.
Yeah.
He's related to like several other presidents as well. He's part of that bloodline.
Yeah, because
okay.
I think him and
yeah,
Bush
but they still could have checked his ass. They still could have checked his ass. You
yeah.
never know. He could just be a puppet with a motherfucker in the background.
Well, aren't they all puppets?
Well,
at the end of the day, aren't they all puppets though?
Yeah,
they're all
puppets. And
they're beholden to whoever their donors are. And see, black people didn't write
no
checks
yeah.
to Obama. The LGBTQ.
I just noticed a change in his speech.
I just noticed a change in his speech
soon after he got in office. He started talking about, I just care about my family surviving and whoop-de-whoop, and he just got off of certain agendas and wouldn't even talk about them no more.
Yeah, because they gave him that hush money.
And then also, too, gentlemen, you know, just to show you some more juice out of Hollywood, I'm looking at something right here on a laptop. Jonathan Majors' domestic violence trial set for August 3rd. You know what I mean? Okay, so much for Hollywood and all that. But, of course, you know, whereas we all do know, that's the agenda that they have.
You know this very well, Shabaka. You're from Los Angeles. They build you up just to tear you down.
Yeah. We'll see. And that's Los Angeles for you, man. You know what I'm saying? And all that is definitely Los Angeles for you on that. You know, it's because they always got infamous cases there, you know, dealing with that, man, you know, to bring a brother down, you know what I'm saying?
It's better, General. It's better. Once you get in, them motherfuckers, it's the temptations, the white girls, all that bunch of drugs, you know what I'm saying?
She said that he had put her hands on him, or he had put his hands on her, and she's the one that was hitting him.
But
they're going to take her word for it before him. So now he looking like boo-boo the fool.
Yeah.
He want to go out to the goddamn club and act a fucking fool. And he going to go check her, try to get her ass off the club, and she want to fight him. And he goes to jail handcuffed.
You're safe. Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times, you know, we also got to hold ourselves accountable, too. Because if we do bullshit, that's when they point the finger and be like, oh, that's the woke people. Look, they do shit to their own people. Woo, woo, woo. See what I'm saying? So we got to stop giving them motherfucking room to accuse us, too, General. That's why we got to educate our people to stop the bullshit.
How is that us doing that to our own people? These mugs, they built him up.
Like, I'm just saying, like, killing each other and all that shit over bullshit.
Well, but who taught us that, Ramel?
The devil incites it. But I'm saying that if we become conscious, which is what they're ridiculing us about, which is woke, when we become conscious, we no longer do that to each other.
Right now, we're at ground zero.
You know what I'm saying? We're just building up right now.
Right. Well, in our community, Anchorman, woke means conscious. In their eyes, though, woke means black. Anything pertaining to black is woke now. That's why they keep talking about we got to stop the woke movement and all this, because the woke movement is the equivalency of the black empowerment era in this era.
They're
just calling us niggers in our face.
Yeah.
Well, now they do it behind the keyboard.
And through the rap music. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, they get
they
pay those rappers to say that bullshit. It's been so many interviews I've seen over the years of mugs is like, look, I just got paid to do this. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
I want to make conscious music, but conscious music don't sell. Ain't nobody buying it because it's mainly
white
people that's buying hip-hop albums, rap albums, and stuff like that since day one. So, since it went mainstream. When it was underground, white people were not buying no hip-hop at all. But when it went mainstream,
when artists
like MC Hammer came out and and a little bit of PE, but not so much PE, but, you know, mm-hmm. that era.
Run
DMC. Sugar Hill Gang,
Cool J.
LL Cool J, Cool Mo D, fucking
MC Hammer. Heat. Them motherfuckers love them. Man,
yeah, MC Hammer sold like 30 million records.
He had a contract with motherfucking KFC. He was looking good.
Was hopping out of. He was doing all kinds of commercials. Yeah, selling all kinds of shit. That's when that shit became popular. That's when he started seeing all the rappers in the damn commercials.
Yeah.
But when it was just us that were running the industry, it wasn't
too legit to quit.
Yeah. I like
remember what they did to Big Daddy Kane? They
that.
Put him in Playboy. He was a 5%. And then they beat his ass. And then now he's trying to come on some positive shit all over again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember, he was with Madonna. Madonna convinced him to go on Playboy.
Yeah, so was Tupac.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was just his birthday recently, too, from what I understand.
Yep, it was his
on the Tupac Shakur.
Remember the perfection, brother. Power to the people.
Yeah.
All power.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Without a doubt.
Hey,
now,
go
ahead.
Early on, they thought that the rap movement was going to be sad.
It
was just going to disappear when
it
became a billion-dollar industry. Now, they want a piece of the pie.
Yeah.
But one thing that they did, them wealthy fools up there in Hollywood, they decided, well, hey, I'm going to show you what wealth can do compared to just being rich. I'm going to make your rap artist that you favor the most, meaning their kids, and I'm going to show you that I can pay him and make him portray it to be a snitch, a fag, or whatever.
Yeah, remember that movie,
and then it's see how much power I got?
Do y'all remember that movie,
you
know,
But then keep in mind, though, as you know there, too, brother, is that a lot of them are on puppet strings as well, too. And
yeah,
source
for sure.
Information is that I grew up in the city of Los Angeles, and Hollywood is a section of the city of LA.
Uh-huh.
You see, so just letting everybody know out there, man. If you ain't never been out there to Southern California before, Hollywood is a section of the city of Los Angeles. And I did a live feed. What was that, Brother Perez? Last year, I think.
Yeah,
when I walked
summer.
Down Hollywood Boulevard. Yeah. When I walked down Hollywood Boulevard, and I did go up there to where they had the Academy Awards out, and I went there and told them fools about themselves, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and it's sucker city all the way. You know, they love to see people from out of town coming through there. I'm not down the street.
It's going
to
make you a star.
5 minutes on the video that you see. Yeah, and you saw the fool, too, Brother Paris, you know, that came up to me, man, and said, hey, man, you want to get your name here on Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah.
And I said, for what? And he went on and told me, have a good day, okay?
Speaking of Hollywood, speaking of the Walk of Fame, Tupac just got a star on the Walk of Fame.
As he should have. Yeah, as well as he should have. Now, sad note, when I went down there, the sunset in Vine. Okay, because the Walk of Fame goes from Sunset and Vine Street up there to Sunset and Franklin, which is where Capitol Records sits at. And Natalie Cole and her dad, Nat King Cole, you know, were recording artists at Capitol Records. Then what it does is it goes down Hollywood Boulevard for about 3 miles from Gower Street, okay, all the way down there to La Brea Avenue. Which is not too far from a place called Max Factor Cosmetic. And Max Factor was a makeup man in early Hollywood, okay? And then keep in mind that Max Factor had either a grand nephew or a great grandson who was a serial killer as well, too. Yes, he sold so much for Hollywood. You know what I mean? And as a matter of fact, man, Max Factor's family member, who was a serial killer, had fled to Mexico, and Dog the Bounty Hunter had to go go down there to go get him. You see what I mean? You see, so and that's how he had gotten busted, you know. But Hollywood, you know, does have some, you know, some stories.
You know what that Hollywood is? I found out, pardon me, the word Hollywood, you know where that comes from?
What's that?
Somebody told me that it's the hollow wood. It's that wand, the magic wand.
Yeah, it's Templetown.
It's made
that's why they call it Templetown. They call it Templetown.
Yeah.
It's
the magic wand. The Hollywood is the stick, General, like a magician stick.
Yeah, that's what
the
magic
is. That's why the
masters of illusion. Yes, sir.
Exactly.
That's why
it's built and founded on deception, General.
It was founded off
of
slave prophets. That's what it was founded off of. And they stole that shit from Biddy Mason. Because Biddy Mason used to own what
it
is now Hollywood.
You know, when they say Alakazam and
Abracadabra.
Okay, that's holding a lot of water. And then also, too, and whatever you do, if you ever go there, or if any of our listeners ever go there, man, do not go to that Hollywood Wax Museum, okay? It's a synagogue of Satan.
I believe it.
Okay.
Yeah, that place is a motherfucking den of demons, General.
That's Bohemian World right there.
The motherfuckers are hitting real hard over there. But they making their way down to Denver. They got Denver zombified right now. Motherfuckers is on that fentanyl, drugs.
Oh, my God. Romel, how do you know?
I mean, motherfuckers in the hood was trying to convince me to take a steroids, General, like that. They're selling steroids like it's crack.
Yeah, well, Romel, before you went in, remember how Mamba was running rampant in the streets?
Yeah.
That's how fentanyl is
now.
They call it blue. They call it
blue.
Blues.
Oh, wow.
They come in pill form.
Yeah.
And they break the pills
blues?
Down and snort
what the
them and
that?
Smoke them and all that shit. Yeah, they call them blues.
That's
the
same kind of
pills.
Blue just distract you from reality so you will stop fighting for what's good news to you, that revolution.
Well, when they legalized marijuana, Brother Tom, that was a form of sedation.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
If you recall,
they're
right
trying to legalize
that,
crack and heroin just like
they're
doing.
They're trying to legalize everything. Romel, they're trying to legalize
yeah, prostitution, all that shit.
The Jones Street in L.A.
Uncle Sam is the biggest pimp and drug dealer ever.
That damn, it was a strip club, right? There's a strip club in L.A. Shabaka knows about this because I brought it to his attention. They created a union.
America's the lair of devil.
Then, the
they
bunny
utilize our people as stepping stones and demons to do their bidding.
Yeah, well, they need us.
Yeah.
So now we don't need them. They need us.
Yeah.
Like I told
people,
motherfucker, you need us.
It's like the Matrix where they use us like batteries, General, to keep their operations.
They need us to survive. Them motherfuckers are the modern-day vampires because they are
blood-sucking.
They're
modern-day vampires, for sure.
You know who killed Count Dracula, the real one?
You know what Dracula is based off of?
The Muslims. The Muslims killed his ass.
Yeah, well, you know, there was a real live Dracula, Romel. His name was Vlad the Impaler. And I think
he used to stick a stick all the way through their ass to come out their mouth.
It was either Genghis Khan. It was somebody from the Persian Empire. It was either Genghis Khan or another.
Yeah, the Turks. It was the Asiatic people
that took
them
out.
It was the Turks, the Persians, all them of them. They united and killed them.
The Moors.
He was going ham.
Yeah, those were the Moors, though, Romel. They don't want us to know that a
lot
of them were
Asiatic. Moors are Asiatic. It's black people.
Well, them mugs, they don't identify with black. They say they anything but black.
I know, but that's their illusion. But they're black. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like somebody from Africa that has African blood, dark black. Go ahead, Jerry. Come back. Go ahead.
The Hebrew Israelites is like, oh, we ain't African. But fucking Israel's in Africa. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then the motherfuckers
General,
they're
confused, General. That's why we gotta spearhead this operation, General. It's like my cousin. Remember when we had that class over there with my job? And my cousin kept saying he wasn't black. And he thought,
oh,
he's talking to you, General.
Yeah, he was. That's why I kept looking at that nigga like, what? You're not what?
He said, I'm not black. I'm Dominican.
I was like, motherfucker, Dominican is like, look at you. Look in the mirror.
Right.
Now he's on
well,
phone, but still.
Okay, now let me tell you something that I know, gentlemen. Now, I'm going to tell you the real right here. Okay, we're talking about Hollywood, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let four cats, you know, walk down there, one from Mali, okay, one from the Dominican Republic, one from San Juan, Puerto Rico, and one from Morocco. You get pulled over by the Hollywood division of the Los Angeles Police Department in Hollywood.
They're cracking all the heads.
Okay. What they're going to do when they get out that car and throw you all up against the wall right there, right? Okay. That police officer is going to get on that radio, and he's going to tell Parker Center, but they tore down Parker Center, I think, after Dale Gates, you know, was made to retire. But they're going to call LAPD headquarters, and they're going to state, well, we stopped over here off of Hollywood Boulevard and Orange on Hollywood.
Did they hit that suspect?
You know what it is, General? It's not fashionable to be black right now. Black is the main thing right now.
That's the thing,
okay,
so,
nobody wants to associate with being black, especially black Americans,
right.
Because that's not fashionable.
Well,
that's
they get told at customs. Romel, you know this, because you've gone through the immigration process before. They, at customs, they tell you not to have nothing to do with us. They tell you stay away from those black Americans.
Yeah, they do.
Have nothing
I've seen
to
videos
do with
on
them. You want
yeah.
The visa.
Yeah, I've seen videos on that.
So they're already vetting them on the border.
That's modern day indoctrination is enslavement, mental slavement.
Well,
I told you they took the chains off the physical composition and they put it on our brains real tough. What you think?
Yeah, you know, the first time I heard that was Master P on The Last Dawn. He had said that on one of the songs.
Yeah.
How wrong you still with it?
Yeah, the one that gave him your book. He got your book. Master P, No Limit.
I know. Master P got the book.
Yeah. Yeah, I gave him the book when he was in Denver.
Yeah, and it's very interesting too, is that material that I saw, like when people are coming here, like from Ghana, Nigeria, the Ivory Coast, you know, and avoid black people in the United States, you know, they're no good. They out to DUN and this, that, there, the other. But the cold part about it is that when Malcolm X is trying to build the bridge, you see, and just like Marcus Garvey tried to as well, you saw what happened. You see, because they're in severe fear, repeat, severe fear, you know, of black unity coming about. And basically on a commercial basis, I mean, look what Tyler Perry's doing down there. And you're seeing all the ruckus that is causing, you see.
You need to stop wearing dresses, bro. You need to stop wearing dresses. That's it. That shit look horrible.
Yeah.
You look like a big old motherfucking sister. Fuck him.
Fuck him, man. Yeah, yeah.
He's
this
making that shit
magical. Listen to this, y'all.
Yeah,
listen to this. This brother on here on this debate show I'm listening to, in addition, called Solar Vision Debate League. They have a whole debate league on YouTube. And this brother is talking about gangs as part of black culture. No, the hell they're not. We love that shit as a defensive mechanism.
What is a part of black culture?
Gangs.
Oh man,
that's some shit that was brought to us by white people, man. White
they
people, they were
the
gangs and all that shit. They taught us how to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Gangs in New York, for example.
If you read that, you read The Outsiders, right, General? You read the Outsiders.
The Outsiders. The Warriors. All that shit.
Yeah, all that shit.
Because they came over here and they got a treat. They got treated almost as bad as us. And then out of nowhere, they got elevated and put into the white umbrella. And this is why, even to this day, we got people. Y'all know that comedian Michael Blackson or Blackson?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Guess what he identifies as? And he's from Ghana, cuz.
What?
White. Kidding. European. Yeah,
oh, man.
That motherfucker's lost in the hot sauce through the cars.
Okay,
who shot Joe and Wolfolk?
Yeah, that brother who was 35 years old out of Denver, Colorado, says that he's a white man, and they did a video on it. And it went viral, man. We need to do some bullshit like that.
Well, one of the Nuggets players.
That's what I'm saying. We need to stop buying into this illusionary image that the devil's trying to project on us. You know? We need to reject
Dr. Claude too, but Dr. Hendrick Clark said that whoever controls the images controls the people. So black families. We need to start our own psychological operation.
That's what Frontline Campaign, the Black Panther Party faction, is doing.
Pretty much.
Hey, can I give you, Commander, my fellow comrades, can I give y'all guys an example? Back in 95, I went from
Detention
back
to
DLC. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm sorry,
brother.
I
went back from DOC to here in 1995. And because of my affiliation with the Crip gang, I decided I decided that I was going to unite all the gangs and recognize we just killing each other over some bullshit. So we had a meeting up under the 5%ers. They usually have a meeting every Saturday, and we asked to join up in there. We was talking about uniting with Bloods, Crips. All the gangs are just recognizing that we're not killing no more black people in the name of colors and neighborhoods and all that other bullshit.
Right.
You know what they did?
That's what they did tonight. It
kept them so bad that they separated all of us and put us in CST in different units where we couldn't communicate with each other and said that we was calling shots. Now, if we were sitting there trying to plan about violence against each other, they'd have been all for that.
They wanted to kill each other.
Right.
Suicide equals our demise. They don't want us to know that all those gangs were created to protect the hoods that they were from, because there was a lot of white mobs.
Right. And back in the 50s, back in the 40s, back in the 30s, the 20s, LA was not the first city.
They were red lines, just like we were here in Denver. They were red lines to certain sections, certain districts, just like we were here in Denver. That's why the Five Points is so prosperous out here. And that's why Central Avenue was so prosperous out here. So they don't want us to know history, and they don't want us to know we need to redirect the aim. We need to redirect the aim at the oppressor, which is the caucasoid, which is a goddamn parasite that two-legged land rat at General Fakeful would say.
Modern-day Dracula.
Modern-day Dracula.
Okay, and keep in mind, man, it was the Irish.
The Irish, the Italians, the Irish
drive-by shootings. Yes.
They were the first ones to do that. Luciani, Jesse James, all those mobsters, as they called them, because they were part of the mob. It was with La Costa Nostra.
Yeah, they're the ones that brought you the first drive-by shootings.
We learned everything that we do to our... And that's the point.
We learned it from them, though.
Mm-hmm. This is not our culture. This is not something that we normally do. We do this under a...
That's the devil's influence on our mind, General. We're putting the chains on the brain.
Right.
Yeah.
I think several.
And then, keep in mind, in 1992, when I had a rebellion in Los Angeles, and I'm sure you up on that day too, Brother Ramel and Brother Tyrone. When I had the rebellion in 1992 in Los Angeles, okay, I remember it distinctively. And there was a brother that was saying that all the factors should unite. So then what had happened was the LAPD really got upset at that one right there. Oh, no, we can't have these guys unite. It's because, you know, then that they'll be a big notorious gang in the city of Los Angeles. No, man, the most notorious gang in the city of Los Angeles is the Los Angeles.
They don't want us to do nationalism, General. They don't want us to build up a nation. They want us to be separated into tribes. Tribalism is easier to cope with and easier to control than nationhood.
Exactly, and that's what J. Edgar Hoover's one of his main things was, man, with his counterintelligence program.
Ramel, Tyrone, and Shabaka.
Yeah.
Were you aware that when it was either the French or the Portuguese, when they had left Guinea-Conakry, they took everything, including the toilet paper.
I think it was both of them, the French and the Portuguese thing. You know, they stripped all of the resources, all of the artifacts, you see, because they did not want the slave to have anything related to its culture.
I have a question. What was the name of that queen? Because I read somewhere, I can't remember who it was, but it was in Aquilon. And she said, well, let us leave. And then, I know what it was. It was during the Islamic Crusade when the Arabs invaded Africa.
You're talking about the other slave trade, Ramel? You're talking about the...
But I want to mention that for a reason. Hold on. Let me go to that real quick. So what happened was the Muslims came out of Arabia and they started invading the parts of Africa. There was a queen. What's her name? Am I wrong?
Queen Nefertali.
Okay, Queen Nefertali. So the shit is, she said, let us leave our kingdom and let them have everything because they're probably looking for goods and treasures. But you know what they were looking for? They weren't looking for none of that. They were looking for people to enslave. But the thing is, you see, let's keep it real. The Arabs were the people, and the so-called Moors were the people that allowed the white men into Africa to enslave us.
That's how they got in there. Not putting down Muslims because I love Muslims,
but that's the absolute truth, man. All the Muslims.
Well, yeah,
you
get mad when you bring that up. The Moors, too, they get real mad when you bring that up. How dare you type shit.
Okay. Yeah, but it's real. That's why the Moors, they refer they rather relate to being an Arab than being black.
Oh, yeah.
But the Arabians are black, too. The real Arabians are black, because Arabia was part of Africa.
Across the peninsula.
Well, originally,
yeah, but they rebelled against the Africans and they wanted their own shit.
Even before that, Ramel, the original white people were bleaching their skin and doing crazy shit in Kemet in the Nesets, because it's not pharaohs, it's Nesets. The high priest was like, y'all got to get the hell up out of here with that shit. And they banished them to what is
crazy.
Now, and they banished them to what is now Europe. And it was named Europe
because
it was called icy, barren land. There was nothing there. It was a wasteland.
And that's why I'm telling
you know who used to live in Europe before the Caucasians did? The Canaanites. They conquered over there.
Yeah.
And they're going to allow them to come out of the caves.
But you know the original name of Europe? Do you know what
the
it means? Yeah, no, Europe actually means in rope. When you go back to the origin of the word, it means to enrope, to encircle.
Yeah. EU means hillsides and all people need to work to bind it.
Well,
it means binding to the hill.
Ice cold world. That's why they named the moon of Jupiter Europa. Europa was an African goddess, a princess.
What
is
the
Kingula
mean, brother? If you don't mind enlightening me, please.
That's just the original name.
Yeah.
What
does
it mean?
The land of the blacks.
The
Hebrew? Same thing Kemet means.
Well, Kemet means black land. I know that. For black people.
The land of the blacks. And Kemet means
Nubia
land of the blacks.
Nubia means black. Kush means black.
Land of the blacks.
Remember we had that conversation with the brother on the van when we used to work for the TV station General Paris?
Yeah.
And I told him, him means black, Nubian means black, Kush means black.
You talking about the ones we
never
know
black. Remember that?
You were talking about gangs. I had brought gangs up, right? We used to hop out a sliding van on these mugs in broad daylight with the camera, like, explain yourself.
Remember General Ford for 60 Second News, remember?
Yes.
That shit was cool. Hey, Tyrone, you would have had a blast with us, man. We worked for a news station. It was dope, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then on top of it, too, is that they did a lot, you know, to keep us divided amongst ourselves as well, too. It's because you see what they would do. And it's very interesting. When I make this statement, you know, we get very few responses to it, okay? The Portuguese came there. They said that we sold ourselves into slavery, right? But you forget.
Yeah, no.
Is that, okay, hold on. But the ones that did the selling were captured also. And then the Europeans, after that point, they just came in there and captured everybody. You see, it was a divide
and
conquer.
The motherfuckers came in like they were doing a partnership. Like they were doing a partnership, but in the end, it was for everybody who wasn't in general. You know what I'm saying?
Because
all the wars and all that shit. Them people had to fight to stay free. Because them people were coming for
them.
It's like, you read that article, General Shabaka, where the brothers that were in United States of America that were Moorish under, what was it, General? What's the name of their kingdom? That the white people went down there to enslave them. They were like, yo, man, you black. You going to be a slave. And it was like, nah, we got immunity because we're from Morocco. And they were African black people. What was that article? Remember that, General?
I think you're talking about.
I can't recall it right off.
It was
somewhere
out of South Carolina.
The Olmecs, the Tolmecs.
Yeah, well, they were down there in South America, the Olmecs.
No, the Olmecs were in Mexico.
It was the United States, General.
Oh.
To get their motherfucking shoes. They were, like, under an ambassador from Morocco. They were black, though.
You talking about
Because the motherfucking Moors, had immunity in America, and they could walk freely, and they were black. They were black, General. I'm going to keep it real. And they helped all the presidents They helped them build up the Constitution.
You're talking about the
Prince Hall Masons, the cities, and all that shit.
You're talking about the Masons.
You're talking about with the Prince Hall Masons?
No, this is before. I'm talking about the Moors. It's like Barbosa. That motherfucker was a black
man.
The Moors had
you're talking about Hannibal.
Enslaved to come down. Huh?
You're talking about Hannibal.
Not Hannibal, man. Hannibal was black. He was a Canaanite. But the descendants that came from him became the Moors.
He wasn't a Moor.
Later on. No, he wasn't a Moor, General. Word is Bob.
No,
he
Hannibal
was
before the Moors.
I thought Hannibal
was the Moors.
Yeah, because he invaded the European with an elephant.
Called Carthage.
Carthage. And his kingdom was from Egypt, but their kingdom was called Canaanite. And Canaanite means purple land. They were purple.
And what had happened is that General Hannibal is that when he wouldn't crush the Roman Empire, not Julius Caesar, he crushed Octavius Caesar, and Octavius Caesar was the successor to Julius Caesar. And what had happened was is when Hannibal gave the order, hey, man, get them elephants in line, man, we're getting ready to go up through Switzerland. and his general says, well, Your Majesty, how are we going to go up there, man, through all that snow, and go, he says, watch. And he went through there with the elephants, man, and he smashed the Romans, man.
That's right.
Elephants over the
Alps.
Yeah,
no, Hannibal did that. Yeah, he was
going to Hannibal conquered Sicily. That's why Sicily's separate, because he conquered all the way up to there.
No,
yeah, right. Now,
he conquered all the way up to southern France. He conquered all the way up to southern France. A lot of those people are black and don't even know it.
But what I was getting at, General, was that some same Moors or that call themselves Arabs or Sheiks or whatever the fuck, that they were involved in the slave trading process, the transatlantic slave trading process, because they were involved with the Sahara too. But what they did was they gave them the slavers instructions on how to treat the slaves, not to let us read, what not to do, et cetera. So they also taught the enslavers and the oppressors, the European ones, how to create streets, how to create a constitution. They taught them how to do warfare, all that shit, General, all that shit. So, but anyway, just like Chewbacca was saying, at the end, the Europeans betrayed them too and put them into slavery.
Because, you know, they had always used the technique. They had always used the tactic of divide and conquer.
That's why black family, those
they even did
they
it.
They try to be friendly all the time, Jerry.
The biggest lie when they say, yeah, it's the biggest lie, because, you know, they love to tell lies. They call them white lies. That's why white lies matter.
The biggest lie told was
black people, you sold your own people into slavery. No, that's a goddamn lie. You had the mulattoes, the lancados, those that were raped by the racist enslavement pedophile offspring of that. Used them to sell us out.
Right, and then keep in mind, when they got to Glory Island, and when those ships was there, like from Portugal, England, France, Spain, you know, to go pick the slaves up there from Goree Island, because a lot of the slaves were forced marched, okay, you know, from the interior part of the continent to the coast of Ghana,
you
know, to Goree Island.
Usually, General Perry, were you in Black Studies in Metro? Quick question. Were you in Black Studies in Metro? You were, right? Okay, the reason I put that up is that were we in the same class?
We were in several classes together, Ramel. But yes.
I know, but listen. You know I got that brain shit jumping off. But the reason I say that, I remember vividly seeing pictures of black sheiks that had black slaves in chains. So that mulatto theory, I understand where you're coming from, but them people weren't no mulattoes, man. I seen the pictures and they were jet black.
But they had mulattoes and they had
not to disagree with you, brother. I'm just bringing that up because me and you were in the same class. Word is back.
Yeah, but we also remember from that same class that this raping, trading pedophile was over there raping everything he came in contact with, raping
That's
the
true.
Women.
Yeah.
And
raping the mulattoes the third way.
And they take on the tone of their father, the attitude
that,
of their
that,
father.
Those were the original of Uncle Tom's members or housemates.
Those are the original overseers.
But also, too, but keep in mind, though, just like we had to educate Sarge or that night, because I pulled it out of the wrong sentence book right here, man.
Don't conquer that motherfucker up, Tobacco. We're down to the last
I love Sarge. I don't know why y'all sleeping on Sarge.
Sarge is a major coon.
I love Sarge, man. Bring Sarge on. Where's Sarge at? Sarge, where you at?
God damn it, don't conquer this motherfucker up. Hey, I just checked the chat. Ain't nobody in there.
Okay, but we went through the book, man, you know, The History of Black America by Lerone Bennett, who was a major contributing writer to the Ebony magazine. And he had a list right there as where they had mulattoes for sale, niggas for sale, black folks in general for sale, and you could mortgage your slave, you could rent out your slave, you see what I'm saying? You can get a mortgage on your slave. So, in other words, you have a black child that's born, say, 10 years old, right? Okay, you can go up there and get like 20 grand on him, all right? And all the wealth that he produced in his lifetime goes to pay off that mortgage, okay? Now, you get an old bastard like Shabaka, you know, we'll probably mortgage his ass and then probably about $50. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we'll mortgage him about $50.
You motherfuckers,
you know,
fuck the
motherfucking devil, Jim. Oh, yeah, man.
That shit pisses me off, Jim, because they try to act like it never happened.
I know.
Remember that lady. Not to change the subject, but to change the subject. Y'all remember that lady that was running for president against Biden? Oh, Sleepy Joe. And we still wait on goddamn Biden.
Oh, yeah. She said she was eating.
Are you still riding with Biden?
No, I'm talking about Marianne
Williamson. Oh, okay. Is that the one that said she was native? No, that's Elizabeth
Warren. Like that.
No, Ramel, you thinking of Elizabeth Warren. No, this chick is Oprah's guru.
He's a kid motherfucker, too.
Remember that white chick that was Oprah's guru?
Fuck all the motherfuckers, man. Burn them down.
I agree. But, Ramel, do you remember that white chick name that used to be Oprah's guru? Her spiritual guru or some shit?
Oh, yeah. She was fat.
Yeah, back then, I guess back then. Yeah. She ain't fat no more, but yeah, back then. She's having issues because we've been hounding her about the reparations. She has said something like $500 billion or something. So we were like, no, that's a good down payment.
Man, you know
who's
a disappointment, Gerald? Whitney, all the motherfuckers, Whoopi Goldberg. You know, he was with that one motherfucker, and he did the blackface shit, man. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and Whoopi Goldberg got chastised for saying that black people are Jews, and on that stupid ass show, The View, they had took her off for like a week or two or some shit. Behind when she said her comments,
they suspended her or something like that.
Who
Goldberg?
No, Whoopi
Goldberg off The View.
Oh, she said that the black people were the Jews. That's true, though.
We know that's true.
They don't want the truth to be out there. They rather the lies be out there.
And we're anti-Semitic, and we are the Semitic people. So we're anti-us? Like, what are you saying with that? So in the 80s,
you know,
the ACLU and the ADL is not doing nothing about the hate crimes against black people. That's why any politician that's seeking your vote demand a fucking hate crime law for black people
now.
like they did for the goddamn ACLU with that goddamn stop Asian hate bullshit that so many of y'all, not y'all, but so many of our people were on that dumb shit. And it's like, no, the statistics show that it's white supremacists that are attacking them. It is not black people.
Right.
But all the data,
anybody
but us, that's attacking them motherfuckers, but they're in a protected class, and we are the builders of this country involuntarily, but still the builders of this country, and we get treated like second, third class citizens.
This is what they call in the group psychology, the ethos, right? See, the American ethos, which is this group psychology, okay? And, of course, you know, you got a lot of our people that's going for it, hook, line, and sinker, too, is that the black male, you know, is less than human, he's a thug, he's a criminal, he's a rat. But then Hollywood goes to form this image as well, too. And this is why when it comes down to a guy who was very popular in the 1960s and the 1970s who always kept a positive black male image, but they hated him. I think this dude was heavyweight champ, man. You know, this guy had went to a place called Zaire.
We love Muhammad Ali, man. I
got
to bring his family along today. She's a rapper. Her cousin told me that she's a rapper, General. But what I wanted to say was, I come to find out, and I don't know if this is accurate, because a lot of my information I get from word of mouth, but it said that Semite or Semitic means half black, like mulatto.
Again, black, that's our people. So how are we anti?
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying is Semitic means half black.
Yeah.
And half white.
Yeah, you're a mix.
But it's still black.
You're a mulatto, you're a goddamn Lincato, you're...
You know who else was Semitic in a way, but they've been calling Semitic Mongolian. The Mongols,
yeah, you're talking about
the black people.
That's Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
They were
black, General. Word is bond.
Yeah.
The thing was that they had a cut of Caucasian in them.
Mm-hmm. Male.
But also, too,
in order to become a samurai, you have to have a drop of black blood in you.
Damn.
And the samurai.
According to the United States standard at one time, anybody
in China, we already know the first 2-3 dynasties, that was black ran and controlled. The freaking Great Wall was built with black, that was black people that built that. Like, there's so much stuff that we don't know, and that's why I shout out Tariq Nasheed for coming up with the Hidden Color series, because it opened a lot of our eyes to what we have done and what we continue to do and how exceptional of a people we are to have gone through as much shit as we've gone through, and we still prevail regardless of what the hell is going on. And we were once the kings and rulers of this planet. And now it's time that we reclaim our throne and bring this planet back into equilibrium.
Word is bond.
Instead of chaos and confusion.
Because of check, it means we need tangibles, not motherfucking words.
We need reciprocity.
We need green paper back checks, not wind. You know what I'm saying? We're tired of wind and air coming out your mouth. Just use your finger, go grab it and sign the check. Federal Reserve. Check.
Take me to the bank, man. Okay, that's the only conversation. When are we going to the bank? That's the only conversation with the Caucasoid. What a pale face.
Right now. Like General Ford said, right now.
We
paved the roads. Yeah. We're fixing the roads right now. Vote Jesse Perez for me.
Yeah, or vice president.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right now, he's fixing our road. Too many potholes. Have to check, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, and speaking of elections, it's time to crumb on the dump and the panties of Florida.
I'm advocating. Got to crumb on Freaky Joe too. Still, you might have to make a public announcement. We almost at the end of the show.
Yeah. Now with Sleepy Joe, okay, his son, is about to get hit with some federal tax fraud charges. You know what I'm saying? And
time that basehead, that motherfucker junkie, that goddamn cluck, do some goddamn time. He got like five baby mamas.
Yeah.
He got kids by five different women. Hunter.
Yeah, hiding by, no, Hunter Biden, yeah.
Slow Toki.
That's the daddy. We talking about the son, Romel.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about his son. And Joe Biden, and
his oldest
son, too.
I think that's his oldest son, right?
Yeah, I think he lost his oldest son. And I think Hunter is the youngest son.
Oh, he's the baby.
Yeah, I think Hunter.
All of my folks is rotten, Daryl. They're all rotten.
Yeah, but they fell for the illusion the lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
Hey, Paris, what was it that you said that they had to sign? I think it was Brother Tyrone that said they had to sign it, but they refused to sign it to something about voting for black people, some shit, some rights that they never enforced for us. What was that? Tyrone, do you remember?
The civil rights?
Something that they refuse to sign every term, but they can sign.
They refuse to sign the voting
rights. Civil Rights Act.
Yeah.
They got to renew it every 25 years. Is that they have to review it every 25 years.
Well, what does that entail, General? Please explain that to me because I'm a little ignorant.
Okay, the Voting Rights Act, man, it stated that all you had to do was go up there and properly identify yourself, man, for the right to vote, right? Because you used to have to pay a voting poll tax. You used to have to pay some literacy exam you had to take. It was about four hurdles that you had to hop over before you can go up there and cast your vote. But the Voting Rights Act in 1965, and I think that there was Dr. King's final legislation that he had pushed into U.S. Congress right after the Civil Rights Act, because, there was a great deal of voter suppression in the 1964 election, in which LBJ was elected, is because Kennedy had been assassinated. But had Kennedy not been assassinated, he would have been reelected. Okay, and he would have been the president all the way up to 1968. And of course, their plan would have been to have his brother Robert become the president in 1968. He himself was assassinated in Los Angeles in that. Is he on the Democratic side?
Of course. Or where else would he be?
Yeah, because the Kennedys were devout Democrats. Now.
Yeah. Them damn Democrats. The same Democrats that started the Ku Klux Klan.
Yes, sir. And keep in mind that none of these major politicians, Barack Obama included, had ever stated in a presidential campaign, we're going to do something strictly, for the descendants of Africans who were
they'll lie to us like Sleepy Joe did and tell us, I'm going to have your back. I'm going to have the African-American community back like y'all had mine. You've had everybody's back but us.
Yeah, right.
And we're still waiting on the goddamn
The funny part about it is,
we're still waiting on the people Ice Cube, goddammit. What the fuck happened to that Ice Cube meeting?
Oh, yeah. And the number to call, once again, is 516-418-5996. Okay. And so far, we only have one person who manned up and answered that question. And you know who that is there, too, Brother Che. And the brother stated that he regretted it. Yeah, and I respect that of that man. Yes, sir.
And a quick question, what we doing like on time? Because I got a bigger down.
We're down, we're winding down, Anchorman. We're down to the last 20 minutes.
Okay, because I got to take my medication, all that good shit.
Okay, well, hit us with your closing. Yeah, hit us with your closing, Ramel.
Okay, this Ramel is standing, the angel of peace from the east. Understand and understood in the neighborhood near you. Bring a little hope without the dope. Official frontline campaign. Salute to the fallen soldiers. Salute to the active soldiers. Salute to the black militia. Revolutionary black guerrillas. You know what I mean. We on the scene. We're trying to get the American green, not the American dream. So what I'm trying to say is I'm on military time. I'm utilizing my military mind. And I'm on my military grind. Salute. Black Imperial Army has arrived. Peace.
Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you there, Anchorman. Always. And then also, too, on my closing comments right here is
no,
yes, ladies and gentlemen.
You should let Tyrone go.
Oh, okay.
Then I go.
Okay.
And then you go. Go ahead, Brother Tyrone.
Okay.
Tyrone, it's on you, baby.
All right. This is the investigative reporter. This is Tyrone, the Sword, a.k.a. the Sword, and a.k.a. the Master of Reality. I got to say this. We're going to keep on climbing up the ladder. Ain't nothing going to stop us. You ain't been able to stop us with your diseases, your scientists. None of that has been able to stop us. It has just made us stronger. And now we're going to come together and show you that strength. So when we come up out of here, it's going to be like the Jews coming up out of Egypt with all the riches and all the gold, and ain't nothing you're going to be able to do about it.
Nothing.
Yes, sir. Indeed.
Weeping howl.
Sorry, baby. We out. Peace, God. Frontline campaign, man. Black Panther Party. You know, you know,
all
to the people. Peace.
Peace.
Frontline.
All right.
And yes, sir.
Kane Kuma, co-host and executive producer of Shabaka Shabaka Experience Enhanced. And we are bringing you that truth with no chaser. Salute to the supporters of the program. We appreciate y'all to the fullest. Check us out every Friday for Grand Rises with Shabaka at 8 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, or 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. And Frontline Black Moon every Saturday at 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Black family, demand something tangible for your vote. This year and a decade of tangible on a political sense. Politics is a exchange, not a gift. Quid pro quo. If I give you my vote, I want something in return for it, something tangible. Something real, something with substance, something I can count, measure, fill with my own hands. A check, that's a damn check, $100 trillion for past, present, and future atrocities that have been brought against our people and continue to be brought against our people in 2023. So any politician seeking your vote demands something tangible for your vote. As far as Tyler Perry, his previous works haven't been an indication of what he would do if he controls platforms such as Black Entertainment Television, BET, what he would be promoting on said program. I think it would be in our best interest, especially him parading himself around like a 60, 70-year-old Black woman, Madea. If he's even able to acquire BET, they asked for what, $3 billion? Now, I could see him and Brian Allen coming together and buying that, but both of them are not pro-Black. They are not Black first.
Right.
They're for everybody.
Exactly.
So, that's my thoughts on that. And then the woke theory? No, it's the truth theory. And it ain't a goddamn theory. It's the truth. And it's facts over feelings, shut up, Bartolo. And
right.
That's how we're going to do it. Because truth has to be taught. Wokeism is being equated to blackism or black nationalism. Anything black related is now considered woke. So when they talk about, they talk about
yeah.
a cold like them, they don't come out and say kill the dark. They don't do that no more. But they say it's shit like woke, thug, super predator, and the list goes on and on and on and on. So now in this 2023,
right.
that is woke. So anything associated with woke, that is black. That's pertaining to you. They are waging an all-out attack on us. If you look at all the Republicans that are running for president right now, they have a full-fledged jihad against black people, especially that goddamn Rama Salami, whatever the fuck his name is.
Ramaswamy or Vivek. I just call him Vivek. And then also, too, Vivek, I hit you with a few tweets. We yet to see your reply. And with you not replying, just go on and it tells me that the statement that we made to you is that it was right and there's no argument with undisputed truth. Okay, this is Shabazz
hey,
Sam Conrad or Shabazz
Black.
Yeah.
I got one more thing. As for Juneteenth.
Yes.
We are still not free, black family. So what the hell are we celebrating? Like the great Nelly Fuller.
Right.
The only celebration we should be having is the end of racism and white supremacy. That's the only thing we should be celebrating. So we're still not free, black family, just because they took the shackles off our wrists and our ankles and put them on our brains does not mean that we are free. And the fight continues on. The battle wages on. And we will win, black family. We will win. It's inevitable at this point. They know it. They don't want us to know it. So keep doing what you're doing, black family. Especially keep that birth rate high as hell because they're at minus birth rate. So they've already mapped out when they're checking
yeah.
out. That's why they're doing all these mass murders and mass killings on a pretty much daily, weekly basis. Speaking of which, we got to talk about that motherfucker. He shot his whole family in Utah. He shot the whole family. Caucasoid. You Caucasoids, you parasites of this planet. Your time is up. And you're mad that we know it. And we are helping it along. So keep doing what you're doing, Caucasoid, not reproducing. Creating chaos and strife all over the planet. It's only your time is up. And that's why y'all are rooting for Trump and whoever else represents your ideology. Because the biggest religion is white supremacy. The biggest ideology is white supremacy. And the biggest system on this planet is white supremacy. The biggest government on this planet is right. white supremacy. So peace, love, light, reparations, and separations, and black empowerment. Make sure y'all check us out on Saturday for a brand new episode of the Frontline Black News. Peace.
And definitely check us out on Friday on Grand Rising as well, too.
Yes, sir. All right. Close the house, Black.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, this here was our episode tonight. And we definitely appreciate all that has participated. Shane Krumer, the investigative reporter, Brother Tyrone, the anchor man, one and only Ramel. And I'm your co-executive producer, along with Brother Shane, Shabaka Sankore, and the air date of this episode, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this will have to get old. I got to put some eyes on here to see the daggone day.
20.
So this will happen when you 20. Get old. What?
Tomorrow, summer.
Oh, okay.
First day of summer tomorrow. Oh, June.
Oh, okay. And air dated this episode was June 20th, 2023, one day before the summer solstice, which is the longest day of the year in the northern hemisphere above the equator, and it will be the shortest day of the year for those below the equator, because with it being the first day of summer here, it's going to be the first day of winter there down there in Azania. Yeah, it's the first day of winter in Azania. They're below the equator, okay? Just like Australia is as well, too, and parts of South America as well, too. They say, okay, so this episode was entitled Juneteenth Studios and Woke There. And we're signing off from Las Vegas, Nevada, and we're going to go out with, let me see here. This is what happens when you get old, folks. You got to find your glasses. You see what I'm saying? This is what happens, you know. So this is what you younger generations, you know, got coming to you, looking for glasses.
Go out with Tipper Horse,
stuff like that. Yes, sir. And we are most definitely going to go out with Tipper Horse. And Tipper Horse is self-explanatory, and it was made 50 years ago. And I remember it, you know, when it was in the top 10. Yeah, the song is 50 years old. Yes, sir. 1973. That was 50 years ago. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yep. Okay.
Only
know that
'cause my mom.
By the OJ.
My mom was born in 71, so that's
Well, I've lived through it. I remember 1973 very well. That is where you're born tricky. You got a man said, I am not a crook. thank you for joining us, bro.
Just waiting to be saved. Oh. by the so many people.